From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. All right, back to T-Mobile and Sprint. They have been talking about merging for a year and a half. It's been signed off on by two federal agencies, but it is still taking forever. And now it might take a little longer. T-Mobile CEO John Legere, who is supposed to still be in charge after the two companies merge, is reportedly in talks to move to WeWork. WeWork, the very troubled shared office space company. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR reports.
It was a 95-degree day in June, and employees were having a party on Sprint's campus in the Kansas City suburb of Overland Park. They were celebrating the remodel of Sprint's headquarters, which went from marble and mahogany to WeWork-style open spaces, sofas, and cool phone booths.
I would like to use this day first to celebrate our new building.
What CEO Michel Combe didn't point out was Sprint's missing logo. The number 4 wireless provider has been working on a merger with number 3 T-Mobile in what analysts say is the longest approval process in memory. Blair Levin of the Brookings Institution used to work for the Federal Communications Commission.
At every step, this process has involved things that have never happened before.
Levin says there are several reasons for that. The FCC chairman's early signal that he'd approved the plan despite questions, the Department of Justice sending the plan back to the company to rework, and a coalition of state attorneys general stepping up with a lawsuit to block the merger.
In fact, usually the FCC, the DOJ, and the states are all on the same side. In this case, you actually have 3 different groups and really 3 different opinions. So it's pretty weird.
While lobbying for the deal in Washington, T-Mobile executives reported spending nearly $200,000 at the Trump International Hotel. Monica Olivan is an editor at Fierce Wireless.
There have been some very unorthodox, some unusual happenings in this particular proceeding. So there's certainly politics involved in this.
Still pending is a lawsuit filed by state attorneys general. It argues that the merger would raise prices for all consumers, but hit low-income customers especially hard. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.